is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, let me go ahead and start off with a question to lay the groundwork for this HMT. What is one of the biggest scenarios in which a man will find out just how disrespectful the woman in his life truly is? That's right, gentlemen. A man who is married, who finds himself going through a divorce. Like the man in this article that was published on the 25th of May. Husband, 86, charged in wife's bloody offlining. Gentlemen, I've said this before, and I will continue to say this. Female fuckery has no age limit, nor does the age of the man who puts on the mask. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An 86-year-old man was charged with the termination of his wife after she was found deleted at the bottom of a stairway last Wednesday. At about 8:20 p.m., police in the 102nd Precinct responded to a call on 91st Avenue in Woodhaven, where they found Luz Porras, 78, unconscious and unresponsive on the first floor of the home. She was pronounced deleted at the scene. Wow! Just wow! The medical examiner later determined that blunt force trauma to her skull and brain caused her deletion. Now, one thing I am not seeing in this article is the use of a possible termination weapon. So, one can only surmise that Mr. Porras decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and send this woman down the stairway to hell. The next day, her husband, Ovidio Porras, was arrested and charged with the termination, tampering with evidence, and criminal contempt. The investigation is still ongoing. According to the complaint, the two were in the midst of a divorce and had a fight earlier that day, and the wife had a restraining order against her husband. Typical divorce play. File a restraining order against the husband. That way, he can be tossed out onto the street, onto his ass. And we all know, gentlemen, there are little to no services that will be willing to help a man in that particular situation. This guy's 86, so you know he was headed directly for the streets. Now, this couple, they both already got one foot in the grave. However, I guess the wife had her foot on a banana peel, and the husband decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give her a little bit of a push. That way, she can go ahead and slip into the grave. Nobody else was in the home when the incident occurred, but the couple's son found Porras and made the 911 call, the Daily News reported. Another witness reported hearing a commotion and a loud thump come from the house. I guess at that point, they were already arguing, and he had finally made up his mind, you know what? I've gone as far as I'm willing to go with you. So yeah, you've become the bane of my life. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands. The complaint said police found cleaning supplies that indicated Porras tried to clean up the scene. They also noted blood on his head, face, and feet, and said his shoes matched prints at the scene. Porras said he was out all day and surrendered his senior citizen Metro card. He's being represented by attorney, blah, 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 blah. Now, here is where the bias definitely comes in with what this district attorney had to say. Quote, unquote, a horrific case of domestic violation caused the deletion of an elderly woman, and her husband will now be held accountable for the alleged termination and evidence tampering, Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz said in a statement. Quote, unquote, this type of crime has no age limit. Well, District Attorney Melinda Katz, let me go ahead and reiterate what I said earlier. Female fuckery and disrespect has no age limit. Therefore, the man who puts on the mask also has no age limit. What more can I say about this gentleman? What more can I honestly say about this scenario? Pretty cut and dry. Elderly couple going through a divorce. The man decides, you know what? You have become the bane of my life, and you have the gun of the state pointed at me too. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own damn hands. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. 10. Method of execution. Like I said earlier, they don't really give it a description of a possible termination weapon. So I'm just going to go with the stairway to hell. And I'm going to give that a 10. Psychological impact. Since there was no one home, it was just those two, I'm going to give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, blunt force trauma to the head. Like I said, the stairway to hell, not a good way to go. So trauma, and of course, there's also trauma to the body on the way down. So I'm going to give that a 15. So Ovidio, the offliner Porras, gets a score of 40. What more can be said, gentlemen? Like I said, elderly couple, for whatever reason, she decides, oh, I'm going to file for divorce. I'm going to bring the state into this marriage. I'm going to use the state to get you out of this house. Now, there are far too many background questions that need to be asked. How long were they married? Who owned the house? You know, stuff like that. But what more can I say? Hopefully, this guy will be willing to just spill the beans. But seriously, 86, this guy's like, what the fuck ever? I'm at the end of my life. I've been married to this battle axe for I don't know how many years. But guess what? She finally decided she was going to become the bane of my life. So yeah, I ended up putting on the mask. That's probably what this guy's thinking. And you know what? He's going to live out the rest of his days in relative peace. Why? Because he got rid of the biggest problem in his life. Ladies, there are far too many men who are going to end up taking on that thought process. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I'm going to be here to report on it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What is your opinion on this scenario? And married women around the world, you need to understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think you have with the state, that is going out. Because guess what? Far less men are getting married. Feminism and the idea that you're going to continue to use the state, or should I say the gun of the state, and have the sword of Damocles hanging over your husband's life, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, the vast majority of men are not even getting married in the first place. And the men who are married, guess what? A lot of those guys, they're going to find a way to end up getting out of said marriage. And some men, they're just going to say, you know what? I'm going to go in the cage, but I'm going to put her ass in that box. And I'll live out the rest of my days behind bars in relative peace. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.